All right, let's get to the audio fun bag from the weekend. I guess you mentioned Cincy, so do I need to start there? We all saw last night, great Sunday night football game.
With a terrible teammate.
Don't bring
great
this up again.
Sunday night football
He's
game.
He's a bad teammate, dude.
21-point lead for the Chargers. Then the Chargers chargering. Then the Bengals were bangling with missed field goals. It was a great game. Really entertaining to watch. I was hoping for the tie, if I'm being real with you guys.
Oh, yeah.
But since he lost. And then Ja'Marr Chase in the locker room spoke. And it sounds like, guys, things are going great and they're fine.
We just got to find ways to finish.
Everybody obviously knows you. What do you do?
How do I do it? I don't know. Ask Zach. Ask the coaches. Don't ask me. That's not my job.
To finish?
I play football on the field. I don't call plays for us, you know, so I can't really do nothing.
You think that's part of the finishing factor is plays stuff?
I don't know.
Things are going well. Calling out coaches.
It's all boiling over. It's all coming out.
He is not a good team.
He didn't get paid before the season either. I mean, the whole thing is a mess.
Well, I'll tell you this much. He's got 1,000 yards and 10 touchdowns.
It's been great.
He's getting paid by somebody. I don't care if it's Cincinnati or otherwise. He's getting $35 million a year probably.
Barber said he needs to make he thinks he makes $37 million.
That might be a little high for me. I think like 33, 34. Also, they should have paid him before. That was a mistake on their end. I just think he's always been like this. This is not new to the – he was this way when they were winning. He was complaining about touches in the middle of winning games before.
I think this is
Ja'Marr Chase.
Everything's boiling over. Like Joe Burrow was asked, what do you say to Evan McPherson in that moment? Nothing. Like it's boiling over. It's boiling over. Everybody knows that they're doing something wrong. It's the coaching. It's everybody.
I'm heartbroken to see it.
I know.
Really breaks you up, doesn't it, Alex?
Of all people, I'm surprised you weren't throwing a parade this morning. I'm surprised you weren't so happy.
If you want to be like, if we're keeping it real again, the Chiefs lost yesterday. I can't come in here and dunk on your team today.
If the Chiefs were
still 10-0. Last night, I would have been tweeting at you 1,000%, Joker memes, everything. But I couldn't.
I was hurt.
You know,
after
I also didn't need to say anything because now I think it's like it's really
it's
you know reality of 4-7 football.
I was hurt.
Yeah. All right, what else we got?
Well, we can head over to where coaching challenge. I'm surprised, honestly. I thought by like noon today, Doug Peterson would be out on his ass after his team got rolled by 50 against the Detroit Lions on a team heading absolutely nowhere. Now the rumor mill is going to start up. Mike Florio, not friend of the show, had this to say about who could be heading to Jacksonville.
Well, Maria, before the season started, team owner Shad Khan said, this is the best team the Jaguars have ever assembled. Let's prove it by winning now. So here we are, 2-9. Worst loss today in franchise history. Bye week coming up. Doug Peterson was asked after the game about the possibility of being fired. He said, if it's going to happen, it's going to happen. And it could happen soon. Now, what about the guy that put together the best team ever assembled? General manager Trent Baalke. I've talked to several people throughout the league, and there's a belief in some circles. He could potentially survive into next year as part of a package deal that would reunite him with someone he worked with back in 1998, 1999 with the New York Jets. That coach is available. He's won a few Super Bowls. His name is Bill Belichick.
Ooh, bringing up somebody Bill Belichick. They worked together over 20 years ago.
You're not friends with people you worked together 20 years ago?
No.
Did you have a job 20 years ago?
No.
I had a job 20. I was 20. I mean, I definitely. I don't think I'm friends with any of them.
Shout out to Florio for giving us the it. Could happen.
Yeah, it would, but I wouldn't tell you if it couldn't.
But if it does happen, I definitely told you. And if it didn't, I just said it might.
And it may be the case.
He's never given a definitive report in his life.
Look, as far as that story, I think Diana Rossini this morning kind of pushed back on that report, said she's hearing that it's very unlikely that if Belichick were to end up in Jacksonville, that Baalke would survive. Like that they would be working hand in hand.
Well, look, all the reporting is that Bill Belichick still wants to coach. You can say whatever you want. Is like maybe he wouldn't want to do it because the media end has been pretty sweet and well-paying for him. Man wants to coach, so he's going to coach somewhere if he wants to coach. Someone will give him a job.
Elsewhere in the audio fun bag, we go back to Friday night on Netflix. Tyson Paul fight, the buffering disaster that was. Never saw the fight. I was told the fight stunk. But people were interested. Like acting like nobody was interested is also false. There was a pre-fight interview. Mike Tyson with his son. His son was part of the broadcast.
That's nice.
Listen to the interview.
Dad, you ready for tonight?
I'm ready, yes.
How do you feel about the disrespect he's been constantly throwing your way? And is it fueling you to get you more violent result?
I don't pay any attention to it. We're fighting now. Nothing matters anymore.
What's your prediction?
Vicious win.
Thank you, Dad.
Thank you.
Love you too.
All right, so that's a sign. He says,
so awkward. Thank you, Dad.
Says love you, kisses him on the cheek, yeah. Turns around, camera follows Mike Tyson. He's wearing like a jock strap in his bare ass cheeks are just out there live on Netflix for millions of people. Luckily, it was buffering. So, hey. You know, but yeah.
Twitter took over after that,
oh,
though.
Oh, yeah,
The Jets logo smacked. And the Bengals logo smacked. Oh, yeah. Yeah. Social media.
Twitter was great while the buffering mess was happening. And then right after that interview, it was like, just the cameraman also like you could probably cut away. Tell he was wearing a jockstrap. Maybe you don't
go
follow
back
him
to the
walking.
Studio. Maybe you don't just zoom in on his ass instead. Just do the man a favor. But that interview is no one else like I get like the father son stuff or LeBron and Bronny. Sometimes it's so forced and contrived it makes me uncomfortable. The way he's like, "Hey, Daddy, how's your fight gonna go?" And he's like, "Pretty good." He's like, "Thanks, Daddy. Bye." It's so awkward. It makes me so uncomfortable.
For them to have the whole kiss at the end. I love you. That was Dad. Oh yeah,
Dad.
Dad?
It just,
is that you, Dad?
Yeah.
Vicious win.
Vicious win. Thank you, Dad.
Thank you, Dad.
Love you, too.
We need to just get
I'm
this.
I'm glad they like each other.
Can you get this,
like,
part, this part as a drop? Just the last part, please. If it'll actually play the last part for me here.
Love you, too.
We just need that.
Love you, too.
Need that, please.
We can play that anytime somebody gets in an argument on this show. Moving forward.
Oh my God.
That'll be the drop we play after it's calmed down and it's just like dead silent for a minute because nobody knows what to say next. We just play that little clip of love you too. The last one I have for the audio fun back came via the Grey Cup. I wasn't expecting to play a Grey Cup clip on this, but there was a coin toss to decide who was going to receive the ball at the beginning of the game. He explained what was heads, explained what was tails, but as you hear in this clip, one big problem happened in the clip. He forgot to ask what they were calling before the coin got flipped, so essentially they got a rehearsal.
Please do us the honors. Check. I have to ask, right? What do you want? All right, Toronto, you're the visiting team. What's your choice?
Heads.
Heads is called. Okay, Lucas, take two. Now you can do it. Heads is a call.
I mean, that's like a pivotal moment.
Was he nervous?
I don't know.
Because he was on camera?
He's like, and it's the specialty coin, right? Like the Super Bowl.
Yeah.
Here's the important stuff. Here's all this stuff.
This is symbolizing blank.
He hands him the coin. The guy flips in the air, and he's like, hold on, wait. I forgot to ask. What do you want? Heads or tails?
I'm just imagining this happening in the NFL. Chiefs Super Bowl against the Lions. Coin toss happens, would have given the Lions the ball first or something, or the choice first, but they have to redo it
in overtime.
They botch it, and everybody, and then of course the redo coin toss works in favor of the Chiefs, and I honestly think Twitter would truly explode. It would combust.
100%.
Like, he was going to call tails. It lands tails. Like, let's just say Joe Burrow always calls tails in an AFC title game. And he was going to call tails. He calls it 99% of the time, whatever. And then he flips and he's tails like, oh, no. Sorry, I forgot to ask you what you're going to call. What are you going to call? Tails. And then it's heads. And then they go down and score a game winning touchdown. Pooh. it'd be so funny.
In fairness, credit to the ref for, I don't know if you saw the actual clip, but he threw his hand up in the air like, well, I'm sorry. That was on me. Like, at least he was able to make fun of himself.
It was the most Canadian thing. Like, oopsie doodle.
Oh, yeah.
Let me hold on now there, fellas. Let me get you laughing. Taken care of. Like, oh, my God. So awkward.
That's the audio fun bag for the weekend. Up next, we'll get to what's trending, and then I think it's pretty clear who six of the NFL playoff teams are on the AFC side. We'll see if you guys agree with me next.
Love you.
Love you too.